Matthew puts this, he emphasizes that those who ate were about 5,000 men, and then he adds, not counting women and children. I figure the reason he did that is because she could then do most of the food. Now, for those of you who never come to our daily Mass at 12:15, it is our custom always that after the homily, that everybody else is invited to share their reflections on the Word of God. And this past week, during that moment, Gloria Taylor right there, who is the facilitator of our Parish Evangelization Committee, she had read an interview with some nameless, famous movie star. And in the interview, he was asked, do you believe in God? And the response he made in his hubris was, well, if there is a God, he's going to have a lot of explaining to do. Now I imagine what this actor was thinking about when he was thinking about what he was going to demand explanation from God for are things like the terrible suffering that is now happening in the Middle East, or the plight of immigrant children on our borders, or etc., etc., etc. Because it is true, our world is replete with violent warfare, with famine, persecution, tribulation, distress, and peril. And poor God gets the blame for all, even though most of it is caused by human beings. It's not that God has not shown that he cares. Throughout the scope of history, God has been constantly trying to teach us and warn us and exhort us through his prophets. And he cared so much about all of this that he reached out so far at one point to himself become flesh and live among us to teach us and show us how to live. And then look what we did to him. That very Jesus, who is the revelation of God, who is the manifestation of the definitive face of God, we see in the gospel today being very busy doing what? Healing the sick, feeding the hungry, motivated by his compassion, which is the compassion of God. That is the fact about God. But we know that's not the main reason that Jesus Christ came. It wasn't to attend to our material needs or our physical needs. But the main reason that Jesus came was to save us. And salvation is ultimately union with God. That's why Jesus came, so you can enjoy eternal life, union with God. Because we know that having good health and plenty to eat is not everything. It's not all that there is. Certainly there are
well-fed and physically healthy people who are absolutely miserable, suffering from meaninglessness in their lives, from depression, from the suffering caused by sin, from loneliness. And that is why God speaks to us in the prophet in our first reading and says that we spend an awful lot of energy pursuing things
that do not ultimately nourish us or satisfy us. Because the only thing that can do that is God himself.
St. Paul boldly proclaims the good news in our second reading, and he tells us that nothing, no force outside of us, not even violence or hunger or distress, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Because when all those other things pass, God, whose love created us to be in union with Him, will remain. God's love will have the final word. God's love conquers everything. But in the meantime, we look at Jesus today in the gospel. Jesus, who is God's Word made flesh, the Son of God, one like us in all things but sin. And we have Him in the gospel showing us how to live. Out of compassion, He is healing the sick and feeding the hungry. And He says to the human race, just like He says to the apostles in the gospel today, He says, you give them something to eat. And that is why it's essential, absolutely essential, for us as disciples of Jesus to do everything we can to perform the corporal works of mercy. To do everything that we can to work for peace. To do everything that we can to work for justice. Jesus has shown us how to respond to violence, famine, persecution, tribulation, and distress. And so I would say to that movie star that was interviewed in that magazine article, who is doubtless sitting on millions of dollars, we know, I would say to him, yes, there is a God, and you're going to have a lot of explaining to do.